This piece was brought to you by Rolling Press, rollingpress.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Science and technology.
If you're a sushi fiend concerned about the pain of your underwater friends, no need to worry. There are a variety of humane fish-killing techniques that have been practiced by the Japanese in order to ensure the quick death of fish and protect the quality of the meat. These techniques are called ikijime. But do these practices work on the octopus, a staple seafood found in many cuisines? Does the octopus even feel pain? On episode 145 of Cooking Issues, Dave Arnold talks about how different animals survive in the face of danger and whether or not pain plays a role.
Pain, remember, is different from nociception. This is getting complicated for a radio show, but nociception is the idea that there is a noxious stimulus and animals go away from it. So you take a cockroach and you put fire next to the cockroach. Cockroach moves away from the fire. Are they experiencing pain? I don't know. Or are they just responding to the heat in the way that a sensor, you know, a smoke detector sensor responds to smoke, right? Nobody really understands what it means to knock out the consciousness of an octopus because nobody understands what octopus consciousness is. And one of the fascinating things about researching cephalopods is that their entire method of perception of the world is different than ours. So that, like, proprioception, like how you know where your body is in space, works entirely differently in cephalopods than it does in mammals. And so it's kind of hard to evaluate what's going on.
Octopus consciousness is pretty confusing, right? Dave goes on to explain anesthetics and some humane killing techniques for the octopus.
Pain is a consciousness state that has to do with whether or not the animal understands that something is going on and feels some sort of distress relative to that. So they go through a bunch of arguments about what that would mean, and then they go into what is now the important part for us, which is, well, what regulates that? So the two main, two of the anesthetics that they use, one of which is clove oil, which is the one that we use when we're anesthetizing fish, and there's a lot of data on using clove oil and its derivatives, eugenol, isoeugenol, to anesthetize fish, right? And I've done it many times. I've anesthetized lobsters, which are an entirely different set of, you know, animals, crustacean, with eugenol, and I believe that there is an observable difference, and therefore I don't have to worry about whether or not we're actually what's going on in the mind of a lobster, because I feel that they taste different if they're anesthetized beforehand and if they're killed quickly. So the question is, does it work in cephalopods? Answer, yes, it appears to work in cephalopods. But here's the interesting part. Magnesium chloride, which is a widely available salt, you can get it at the Duane Reade. Magnesium chloride added to the water that invertebrates like mollusks and clams are living in causes them to lose their muscle. It's a muscle relaxant, right? And so if you add the right amount of magnesium chloride to the solution, and here I have the numbers, it's approximately 0.5% weight magnesium chloride in volume, along with 1% ethanol, it will cause their muscles to completely relax. Now, what you don't know here, right, what you can't know, is whether or not that is actually shutting their brain down or whether it's just shutting down the ability of their muscles to work. But large amounts of magnesium chloride stop respiration and cause the animal to die. So a humane killing technique, ikijime style, might be to put a small amount of clove oil along with a small amount of ethanol and magnesium chloride to slow their muscles down and to put them into a state of anesthesia, right? And then to add more magnesium chloride to stop their respiration and then, you know, do whatever, cut your brain out. Here's the problem with octopi is that they don't have a central brain. They have a large kind of brain near the eye, so there's midline dissection where you take out the entire eye area and get rid of the brain section. But they have a bunch of other quote-unquote brain sections, unlike us, right? But that's one of the humane or complete decapitation of the octopus.
For more food science wisdom, tune into Cooking Issues, which airs live every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Heritage Radio Network. I'm Joe Galarraga with the HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Happy eating. We'll be right back.